All right, Friday morning here, heading into the weekend, the day after July 4th, and hope everybody's well rested.
Yeah, hope everybody's having an extended long weekend.
I know that's not the case. A lot of people are exhausted after yesterday's activities. What's going on this morning? What kind of question you got?
U.S. states. We're still doing a little red, white, and blue kind of thing.
Okay.
U.S. states.
A little patriotism.
This is a little bit of a toughie, but... Man, this is a very interesting question I couldn't pass over without asking.
Okay, this question brought to you by the Forest at Duke. Great, wonderful retirement community in Durham. Go to forestduke.org.
Thank you.
Yeah, great.
And guys, thanks for giving us the platform to continue to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks to Duke at Forest.
Yeah, I would just shrink up and die if I couldn't do this every day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Ooh, I didn't want to think about that. Which state gives each of its residents... Mm-hmm. Right around $1,000 annually.
Really?
How about that?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. Uh-huh. It is a Western state.
Uh-huh.
Which state gives each of its residents approximately $1,000 each annually?
Why do they do that?
I'll reveal that in the answer.
Okay, to entice them to live there, I guess.
There might be some truth to that, but no, that may be a very esoteric type of response.
Well, I'm kind of irreverent sometimes.
If you don't know it right off the bat, but you got an inkling, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
A Western state.
A Western state.
Call right now and you can win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Yep.
You're
good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Okay, here's a trivia question for today. Freddie,
one state out of 50 gives each of its residents about $1,000 annually.
Which sounds crazy to me.
You want to take a shot?
Well, you said a Western state.
I would say far Western.
Would it be?
Northwestern.
Washington.
Even go farther Northwestern.
Alaska.
Alaska.
Oh, now that makes sense. Okay.
Since 1982, each man, woman, and child, yes, even children, in Alaska has received an annual dividend from the Alaska Permanent Fund, which is a state-owned investment fund established via oil revenue.
Yeah.
And the amount of the check varies depending on oil prices, but it's generally around $1,000. Sometimes it's been as low as $800, $900, but it... Sometimes, like in 2015, $2,072 per person.
I can understand that because I guess you would need to entice people to live there because it's so darn cold and you got to put up with so much, you know, inconvenience and everything.
Well, it's kind of out of the way. The people there who love it, they've adapted to it and they enjoy it.
And if they're always trying to get people to go up there and work on, you know, Alaskan pipeline or whatever, whatever you do in Alaska if you live there. So, hey, it's good for the economy.
Isn't that kind of amazing?
Yeah, it really is. That's a foreign concept for most states.
We
have a state
taxes. In this state, gasoline tax, one of the most expensive, and everything else. And Florida's no state, there's no state income tax.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Well,
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Go Alaska.
Right. North to Alaska.
Go
north.
Go,
the rush is on.
Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You bet.